Here they come, right on time. I looked up from wiping the countertop to see Ethel, the older waitress, looking at something out of the window. I shook my head. They always come here, Ethel, and you get mad every time until they tip you. Ethel snorted, tucking her towel in the waistband of her apron. Well, who knew that thugs could have manners enough to tip? I laughed. For all of her blustering, Ethel didn't mind the bikers that frequented the truck stop where we waitressed. Unlike her, it wasn't just something to do to kill time. She didn't have to work. She and her husband, Earl, owned the place. It had been open forever, it seemed. I remembered coming here when I was a kid with my dad. No, Ethel could work or not. It was her choice. I wasn't so lucky. I had to work. I had a mouth to feed. I liked working here. Earl was a good boss, fair and decent. He paid me pretty good, too, for a waitress. And my tips were my own. The hours weren't bad, either. He understood that I needed to be available for my daughter. I glanced up as the door swung open and the bikers strode in. One of them shouted a greeting to Earl, who was back in the kitchen cooking. They sat down at a table in my section, and grabbing some menus, I went over to them. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Mary. What can I get you to drink? I don't know why I was always surprised when the bikers and truckers ordered tea or soda. They looked like rough men who swilled whiskey straight from the bottle. Most of them were pretty nice, respectful, and sweet. There were always the few smart-ass jerks. But Earl shut that down quick. He wasn't going to have that in his place.
I'd like tea, Mary, the older man with the long gray ponytail answered first.
Two of the other men nodded in agreement. He glanced at the man sitting across from him.
What about you, Snapper?
The one called Snapper looked up. I could see my reflection in his mirrored sunglasses, and I suddenly wondered what color his eyes were. I assumed brown since his eyebrows were dark, like the ponytail hanging out from underneath his black bandana.
Lemonade, Mary.
Something about the way he said my name sent a shiver through me. I wanted to say something else, to keep him talking so I could hear his voice again. But I couldn't think of anything. So I nodded and left them to look over the menus while I got their drinks. I watched the man Snapper as I scooped ice into the glasses and poured sweet tea into three of them and lemonade in the fourth. He listened to something the gray-haired man was saying, idly running a finger over his chin. He was handsome with full lips and square jaw. His long brown hair looked silly and clean. I wondered what he looked like with it loose and flying in the wind. His skin was tanned, but not from the sun. That and the shape of his face gave away his Native American heritage. I couldn't tell much about his physique as he wore a leather jacket. That, along with the ripped jeans and heavy biker boots, gave him a tough look that caught my attention. I carefully picked up the tray with their drinks and carried it over to the table. When I put the glass down in front of Snapper, he looked up at me.
Thank you,
he said quietly. I tried to pull my gaze away from him. Damn, he was hot. Get it together, I commanded myself. Men just as handsome as him, or more so, come in here every day. No big deal. But then none of them had affected me like this one did.